Class is back in session. It's time for Baptist Basics University from BaptistBasics.org.
All right, welcome back to Baptist Basics University. I'm Matthew Gage, and this is lesson number... Lesson number 8 in our series on preaching, Homiletics 101, The Art of Preaching. Or the introduction to preaching, excuse me. I keep wanting to call it The Art of Preaching. That was one of my original names for it, but I felt like I wanted to keep it a little bit more basic than that. But anyway, this is lesson number 8 in that series, Baptist Basics University. And today we will be covering the topic of preaching to children. Now, when I first started laying out an outline for this course, I wanted to do a lesson on how to preach to different groups of people and have something about dealing with children, having some dealing with like teens, with adults, with seniors, and kind of just have something, you know, about how to deal with different age groups. And you know, and the more I thought about it, the more I realized that that was just going to be... I don't know, a little bit too tedious. And what I felt like doing instead was just going and focusing in on how to preach to children, because that is something that most preachers, especially a young preacher, which I'm trying to tailor this course to be towards, this is something, usually one of the first opportunities a preacher gets is preaching in children's church or in a Sunday school class or at youth camps, stuff like that. So what I wanted to do was just to keep it as practical as possible, and because this is something I have experience at. I don't necessarily have experience, you know, like in nursing home ministries and stuff. I didn't feel like I was quite as qualified to do those that as a lesson. So what I decided to do was just focus in, have one lesson just on preaching to children. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this is something I have covered before in the Baptist Basics University series. If you'll look at the Children's Church 101 series, lesson number 7 in that is on preaching in children's church. And there's a link in the notes to that. If you subscribe to the podcast, you ought to be able to go back and find that. That's going to be one of the original, in fact, that may be the oldest, or one of the oldest. Children's Church and Bus Ministry were the two oldest courses. So you can go back there and you'll find that's lesson number 7 in the Children's Church series. And I deal with it. In fact, the outline is very, very similar. But I wanted to do a new recording and deal with this less of a standpoint of and a view of a children's church, and just in general of some tips and tricks and some of my thoughts on how to preach to children. A preacher needs to be aware of their audience and make effort to deliver the message in such a way that he's reaching the audience, and it makes a difference. You wouldn't get up and preach in English to an audience that only understands Spanish, because you would not be effectively delivering a message. Now, you could preach a good sermon, but no one out there understands it. Now, that's an extreme example, but you can take it and say that also, you know, a preacher has to know his audience and know how to effectively reach them. Now, you can be speaking the same language, but there's little things you can do to keep people's attention. There's different ways of presenting information. And you can't preach the same way to a group of 4-year-olds as you do to a group of 40-year-olds. You can't preach the same to a group of teens as you would a group of seniors. Each one of those kind of has a different approach that you need. You're going to use different illustrations. You're probably going to, the whole sermon structure is going to be different, and the applications are going to be different. When you're preaching, you need to tailor your sermon to reach the audience. That's the goal of preaching, is getting this truth across to the hearer. to the point that they make a decision on it. And let's say when you're preaching, you need to make sure everything about your sermon fits to reach the audience. Now, just in general, preaching to just a quote unquote regular church service, you're going to have a big variety of ages and education levels and cultural differences, even in a lot of cases. So, if there's such thing as a normal sermon, that's what it is, because you're really kind of tailoring it to kind of hit the middle ground. And okay, maybe the 8-year-old isn't catching everything, but he is catching something. But what I want to do in this lesson, we're just going to focus in on some tips and tricks that I've had to learn, that I've caught from other people, on how to effectively preach to kids. Now, I'm not saying that I am great at it, but I've seen enough people try to preach to kids to know that I have found ways to be effective at it. And it is a little bit of an art. And the main thing that you need in it is you need to have a heart for children. It amazes me. I've seen this where people have different abilities and different gifts for different age groups. Some people like working with little kids, 3, 4, 5 years old. And some people don't like working with them. They like kids that are a little bit more independent, and they'll gravitate towards teenagers. Well, me personally, I'd rather preach to 4-year-olds than 14-year-olds. I feel like I'm more on their level, I guess. And some people don't like kids at all, and they like adults. But everyone kind of has an age group that they can reach effectively. And preaching to kids is something that I feel and I see that I think that God has given me something of a gift for. And I've seen people get up and preach that they didn't have any kind of gift or talent for it. I really question whether or not they even had a heart for it. They would preach above the kids' heads. They would try to, basically, I've even heard people try to do things that I felt were like more of a college level presentation to, in a children's church type setting. And I've thought to myself, well, no wonder the kids are acting up. No wonder the kids are scratching their heads when they leave. No wonder the kids don't want to come back. The message was good, but it was not tailored to attack, or not tailored to reach the audience. So what I'm going to do here, let me see. I've got 5 major headings here we're going to look at. And a lot of this is just very, very practical stuff that I've had to learn. I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever preached in a children's church or anything other than maybe to like kids my own age, as a teenager. But I don't think I ever really worked with kids until I went to Bible college, and I kind of got thrown into it. And I had to learn how to do it. Well, and I also approached it as a science. I want to know, how can I do this better? And I tried to observe, television programs that were tailored towards kids. What did they do to keep the kids' attentions? What did, kids' entertainers do to help keep the kids' attention? What did teachers do? What did other people do to grab a kid's attention and hold it and to get a message across to them? What did other Christian workers say? I tried to pick up some tips and tricks from good kids workers, from whether it was on a bus route or recordings and some other stuff I found, which is, there's not just a whole lot out there specifically on preaching to kids that I could find. There's a little bit out there. There's some old recordings of Jim Vineyard from when he was at First Baptist Hammond, and I learned a little bit from him. There's some different books out there about how to keep, you know, how to keep control with kids and how to make kids mind. And, you know, there's books with sermon ideas and tips and tricks. And there's even, you know, like magazines devoted to like bus route and Sunday school. And all those will have ideas and tips and tricks. Well, that was the kind of stuff I tried to soak in and figure out, you know, what can I learn from that to use in preaching? And that's basically what we're going to look at really quickly here, is just some of those things that I learned that were a help. They're a help to me even today, speaking to kids. These are tips and tricks that, you know, I'm going on, you know, 10 years later, I guess, from when I first started kind of working with kids in Bible college, and all these tips and tricks still work today, and they work across with bus kids or church kids. These are good things to know and good things to keep in mind. The first thing is that you need to keep it simple. The whole approach, the whole sermon needs to be simple. When you're preaching to kids, you can't really have a 15-point outline with three sub-points under each point. You can't have a complex logical structure to your sermon. It needs to be very simple. I like very simple outlines, even if I even use one. A lot of times I just kind of tell a Bible story and then make an application from it. If I don't, I've got a sermon I do on the plan of salvation where I use, I call it the baseball sermon. And I do the plan of salvation as each stop is one of the bases. And so the first base is know that you're a sinner. Second base is know there's a punishment for the sin. Number three or third base is, that Jesus died for you. And then home plate, when you actually get saved, is, calling the Lord and going in, basically following the Romans road and 4 points there. And it's a very simple outline. I don't go into great detail. But you can't go much beyond that with little kids, especially the smaller ones. If you with a kid that's 3, 4, 5 years old, you're better off telling a Bible story to them, because you will keep their attention much better. That actively engages their mind. Look at how teachers, like in kindergarten, deal with their kids. They don't give them a lecture on math. They give them hands-on. They give them pictures. They'll, give them, little balls, and they'll put them in a basket, and they'll say, okay, you've got 5 balls. Now let's take one out. Now how many are in there? And they're teaching them math and subtraction by, putting balls in a basket. Well, put that into terms of preaching. You've got to keep it pretty simple. You've got to keep it animated. You've got to keep it illustrated. Is best way to describe it, I think. And as I like to use stories, especially for little kids. You need to preach simple truths. And I like to keep it to 1, maybe 2 basic truths per sermon. Let's say, usually when I preach to little kids, I have a Bible story that I tell. I might have a couple other little illustration type stories, usually about me or something I might throw in at the end when I'm trying to make an application. But I will normally have 1 big push. I'm trying to think of one. Okay, like just recently, I did a little devotion deal in the kids' club, and I did it on Samuel, little boy Samuel hearing God calling him and running to Eli and saying, "What is it?" And Eli said, "Hey, it wasn't me. Go back and sleep." And I talked about that, and my major application was, you need to be listening to the Lord. When God talks to you, you need to be listening. You need to do what he says. Well, that's the whole application was right there. If I split it into 2 applications, normally that would be to have a gospel sermon, and then to also have some application for the kids that are already saved. I did a sermon one time in a Bible school. Talked about the parable of the lady that had the 10 coins and lost one, and how she went and found it. And I had 2 applications. I had one that was about, hey, you're the lost coin and God's still looking for you. God still wants you to be saved. And it did a gospel sermon. But then I also turned around, I don't remember exactly the application, but I also had an application for the kids, that were already saved. I wouldn't let them off the hook too, because I knew 90 95% of the crowd was already saved. And I wanted something for them also. But one basic truth is good. Another trick in keeping it simple is don't read a lot of scripture. If I'm going to tell a Bible story, I'm going to tell it. I'm not going to read the scripture. If you feel strongly that you should read something, you know, like as a text verse, read it straight out of the Bible. Now, if there's an important verse, you know, get your Bible and read it out of that. But if I'm going to tell the story in David and Goliath, I'm not going to read out of 1 Samuel and read the whole story. I'm going to tell the story, and then maybe if I want to draw some application out of David saying, is there not a cause, I might get my Bible and read just that verse. But I'm going to tell the story. Little kids get lost when you go to just reading the Bible. It's the style of the King James Bible is kind of a little bit more difficult for little kids to follow. If you'll notice, think about when a teacher reads to a class, they're going to have a picture book. It's going to be turned around. There's going to be pictures, and the kids are looking at it as they're reading. And I remember in school, you know, teachers reading to us, but I also remember how a lot of kids acted up and they weren't listening. And I'm telling you, I've seen this a bunch, that a preacher will try to get up and read 4, 5, 8, 10 verses, a whole chapter even. And by the end, he's having to stop every other verse and try to get the kids' attention back, because reading scripture does not keep the kids' attention. Now, it can be used for great effect to get your Bible and read a single verse or a verse or two. It's emphasis. That's great and fantastic. But I'm going to tell you honestly, and hopefully you don't think bad of me, but I found this to be effective. I have my Bible, and I'll have notes and outlines up there. But I may not read a scripture, or if I do, it's one. And sometimes it's even just as an application, and I may just read it off my notes. I won't have the kids turn there. I'm going to have my Bible. I'm going to have notes and stuff up there with me. But I may not read a scripture right out of the Bible. You got to think about it. Most kids, especially in children's church setting, probably don't even have a Bible. If they have a Bible, they won't know where to find a book in the Bible. And by the time, you know, you have those kids and you've helped them find the book and the chapter and the verse, you know, a lot of them are going to have trouble reading. And it is just a minefield of distractions. I like to hit the ground running when I start preaching and not stop. And if you're going to read a lot of scripture, have kids turn to scripture, you're going to lose them. I guarantee it. In keeping it simple, you also don't want to use a lot of reason or logic. Remember, these are kids. They're very simple processes in their mind. I mean, hey, most of these kids, believe that Santa Claus and Thomas the Tank Engine are just as real as you and me. So, you know, you can't go very deep intellectually with them. This is something you can do with an older people. You know, you can use this logical process to say, okay, well, the Bible says, you know, A, and it also says B. Well, because of these two things, I think we can then conclude that C, and use this type of logic like that. Well, you can't do that with little kids. If you want to tell them that they shouldn't lie, read a verse that says they shouldn't lie. Don't try to prove it logically. Just read a verse, keep it black and white, clear and simple. And lastly, under this point, use age-appropriate vocabulary. 4-year-olds are not going to care about soteriology or even theology. You know, they don't care about that, or Christology, or the authorship of the Johannine Gospels, or whatever big word that I can't even pronounce. Little kids don't care about that kind of stuff. Use simple words. You know, younger kids, you know, keep it down to 1-2-syllable words. And this is hard because it's hard for a lot of people to simplify things down to the level of a kid. Turn on and listen to a kid's program. Find a little kid's cartoon like on PBS or something and listen to how they how they describe things, the words that they use. They don't use big words. It's very simple words, very simple sentence structures. Don't get fancy with little kids. Our second major point, keep things short. Kids have very short attention spans. I tried to do a little bit of research into this and see, but I read somewhere that 1 minute per age, 1 minute per year of age is about how long a kid's attention span is. So a 5-year-old can focus for about 5 minutes. A 10-year-old can focus for about 10 minutes. Now, I don't think that that is completely accurate, but that does give you a good idea, though, of just how precious that attention span is and how you have to work very hard to keep it. You think about it, kids today are so pre-programmed, even us, even we as adults, a TV program is 30 minutes, and it goes for, 6-7 minutes, and there's a couple minutes of commercial. 6-7 minutes, and there's a couple more minutes of commercial. By the end of it, you've got about a 26, 20, I think they're actually about 25 minutes now, TV program, and then all these commercials. Well, a 30-minute TV program isn't 30 minutes, plus there's these breaks and stops and all this. So really, you are focusing for just, 6, 7, 8 minutes at a time. And that's what happens to these little kids, is they kind of get pre-programmed that, they don't have to focus for 30 minutes. They focus in like 5-minute sections. This is something important. You need to change things up when you're preaching to keep regaining that attention. We'll deal with that more in the next point, though. Like I said before, in keeping things short, don't read more than a verse or two of Scripture. And also, keep any point or subject to around 5 minutes. This is why I like to tell a story, because kids listen very well to stories. They're used to watching a TV program or a cartoon that is a story, and they'll listen very well to it. But then when it comes around to making an application, you can't talk more than 5 or 10 minutes on making an application. Now, you can talk for 20 or 30 if you're a good storyteller, but you will not keep their attention talking and making an application for more than about 5 minutes or so, unless you're throwing in a bunch of stories and stuff like that in there. So just remember, when you're dealing with kids, keep it short. How long should you preach to a kid? 30 minutes is about as long as you possibly can. You're going to be losing them. You're going to have discipline problems. I would say probably 15 to 20 minutes is about right. Now, I've found that I could, in certain situations, go quite a bit longer and not have a single discipline problem. And, the kids were listening, the kids were learning. And, there's a class I taught with a bunch of bus kids, and we'd get on the bus afterwards, and, man, they could tell me back the whole story. And I had just went and rambled on for 30, 40 minutes sometimes. I was not very good. But I could do it in such a way that I kept their attention, and they were just soaking up the information in the story. Now, that is the exception, not the rule. When you're dealing with kids, I say 15, 20 minutes is probably about as long as you want to go. You need to go in, hit it fast, and hit it hard, and get it over with. Okay, our third major point is keeping their attention. Here's some things you can do, and this may be the most practical thing I'm gonna tell you here. These are some tips and tricks that I've learned and picked up from places. The main thing you can do to keep a kid's attention is movement. It captures their eyes. They're used to TV. Think about even how a cartoon or a TV show is structured, how every few seconds, the camera angle changes. And there's all these, hard cuts between a panoramic shot up to a close-up. And as people are talking, it's focusing from person A's face to person B's face. It's cutting and changing. That movement is part of what draws you in and keeps your attention, if it's done right. It can also, if it's not done right, it'll mess with your mind and give you a headache. But just moving, think about how many times you've been, you know, just, you know, sitting like on your porch outside and you see something out of the corner of your eye, you see some movement and your head just instinctively turns and you look and, oh, hey, it was the dog running by. Movement just naturally catches the eye. If you're going to preach to kids, you cannot stand behind a podium and just talk. There are some people that are great storytellers and can do this, but in general, you're going to need to move around. So here's some things you can do. Number one is walk around. Just be a moving target. You know, not just pace up and down the platform, but that's better than standing still. I like to move around, move out towards the kids, move, you know, if there's like an aisle, in children's church that I preached in before, you know, we have the girls on one side, boys on the other, and kind of an aisle down the middle. I would walk up and down that aisle sometimes. I'd walk over to the side. You know, I was not even afraid to turn my back on the kids at times. And that's kind of a big no-no in public speaking and even dealing with kids. But as I was acting out or telling a story, I'd turn my back on them. I'd walk around, but just movement. Just move around. Don't stand behind a podium. In fact, I'm going to tell you, when I'm preaching to kids, I've gotten to where I don't have a podium even in front of me. I always set it off kind of to the side because I want the kids seeing me, not the podium. The podium's there, you know, to help me. I'm not hiding behind it. So I'll actually kind of set it over to the side at it, you know, at like a 45 degree angle. So the kids are seeing me. They're not seeing a podium. They're seeing me. Another thing you can do is gestures. And, I've talked about gestures before in preaching and warned you about not overdoing it with little kids. Don't worry about overdoing it. Just don't look like you're trying to take off flying, but, use a lot of gestures, you know, wave your arms, you know, clap your hands, stomp your feet, do things, that extra little movement, make faces, boy, you can do so many different things there you can do. But it just goes in, not just walking around, but accenting your gestures. You know, if you're talking about something, you know, act it out. You know, point, wave your arms. You know, if you're describing something, kind of, you know, make shapes with your hands as you're trying to describe it. If you're talking about baseball, actually swing a baseball bat. You know, have some type of gestures. Another thing is sound. I'm talking about clapping, snapping, stomping, stuff like that. Don't overdo it, but I'm going to tell you something. This is really good. If you're starting to lose a group's attention, you can usually, you know, give a couple claps. Try not to do that too loud. Or even just a good snap of the finger. Something like that's enough that it jerks someone's attention and it'll help you get their attention back. That's something good to use. Even an emphasis to a point, I'm trying to think of a good example. You'll say the devil wants everybody grumpy, like the song will say, the devil wants everybody grumpy. And you can clap your hands as a little bit extra emphasis. If you're saying something kind of like that in a sermon. And the last thing under movement is acted out. Now this is me because I like stories. I like to move around. I'll jump around. I'll fall out of chairs. I act it out. I can do a one-man version of David and Goliath that the kids just love. I'm David, and I'm swinging the slingshot, and I'll even have my fist going in slow motion as the rock, and I'll jump up in the chair and be Goliath and let the rock hit me in the head and fall out. And, you know, the acting out the story, the kids just eat it up. It's great, and it gives natural movement to what you're doing. Okay. Another thing you can do with keeping their attention is use your voice. And if movement captures the eye, voice catches the ear. When you're dealing with kids, don't overuse your loud voice. You got to think, especially if you're dealing with bus kids, the only time somebody raises their voice to them is they're in trouble and they probably get screamed and yelled at way too much. Yelling and screaming is, as I've said before, is way overused in preaching. But raise your voice for effect and it'll work very well. Now, here's a trick that will work with little kids and it works. start speaking quieter. I mean, start talking like this. I remember hearing, I heard this from Jim Vineyard. My mom's a school teacher, and she even told, I was telling her about this. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, we're taught that in school, too, you know, when they're being taught how to teach. But if you'll start talking quieter, kids will start to strain and try to listen. They'll focus harder on listening and catching all the words. An adult, they tune it out, but little kids, it works. And I've had a group of kids, and I've started losing them, and I'll start talking quieter and then start preaching like this, and just slowly start raising my voice back up. And it's amazing how quiet the room will get because the kids want to hear what I'm saying. Use different voices. As I said, when you're acting it out, have a voice for Goliath and have a voice for David, and do things like that. That really helps kind of amplify the story that you're getting across to kids. And you can have a lot of fun with that. And I'll do goofy accents and things like that. You add a little bit of fun to it. And the last thing keeping their attention is use props. And if movement captures the eye, voice captures the ear, I think props kind of help capture the mind. Now, I know your eyes are seeing it, but I think your mind is having to imagine, okay, that broom is actually a sword or whatever, you know. They're great to reinforce or illustrate, and especially, you know, if you're doing a story, like, for instance, I told you I did the sermon once on the parable of the woman with the 10 coins. Well, I actually, you know, got my aunt that worked at a bank to get me, 10 great big Kennedy half dollars. And they were big and they were shiny. And even in an auditorium that sat like 200 people, all the little kids could see those great big coins. And I would take them and I would count them out. And I was just illustrating the story with those props. And I had a little bag I put them in. And the kids loved it. That's one of the best sermons I think I've ever come up with for little kids, was that little deal. And it's so much of it, though, was because I had those. And when the lady, was sweeping the floor, I got a broom and I was sweeping the platform, and I didn't get a candle. I actually used a flashlight. But, you know, the kids loved it. They ate that stuff up. Props are great. They can become a distraction. So you kind of have to keep it in control and keep it to something, very relevant to the story, and something that you use and then probably can put up by the time you're making an application. You know, just use it for when it's necessary in the story, then put it up. Okay, our fourth major point, the power of the story. Now, I've already said before, I have found that just telling a Bible story is the best type of sermon for me. That may not be for you, but for me, preaching to little kids, I have found that nothing works better for me than just to take a Bible story and tell it in a fun way, and then to have a simple application from it. It helps that, I don't have to come up with an outline. I don't have to explain things. I just tell the story, and then I can, I can go as goofy as I want to with it. And it helps, it's amazing. The Bible stories are so entertaining as they are. And many of them have places where you can, ad lib a little bit of humor, and you're not doing, dishonor to the Bible or the story. And the kids know, you're exaggerating, when you're doing that. But it just helps the kids remember and listen so much better. Kids naturally follow the narrative of a story. It's amazing. Even my little guys, my little 3 and 5 year old, they can watch a cartoon and, they can tell me back the whole story. They'll sit there glued, to whatever, Curious George or Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse or whatever, whatever they're doing on there, they're glued. And they actually will follow along and they understand kind of what's going on. They may not understand all the ins and outs of the plot if it's a little too deep for them, but they are following what's happening in the story. And little kids just naturally follow. Kids love stories, from kids' books to kids' TV shows to movies, or even even if you look at the like the kids' songs, so many of them are stories put to music, and just naturally captures their mind. And that's something that I found I can kind of exploit, that tendency for a kid to follow a story in preaching and telling a story. Here's some things you can do that really help with it. You can use kids to reenact your story. Like I just did one the other night at the kids club, and we're talking about, you know, with Samuel and God calling out to little Samuel. And I actually had a boy up there, and he was Samuel, and I had him lay down on the ground like he was sleeping. Then I'd call out to him as God, and he'd jump up, and we'd run over and talk to Eli. Having the kids up there, the kids love that. It helps illustrate it. It adds a little bit of, uncertainty, improvisation, because there's no telling what the kids will do. I've seen kids get up there, and a guy who's one of the best preachers the kids I've ever heard had some kids up there, and they were supposed to be soldiers, and then they died or something in the story, and one of the kids let loose a four-letter word, and it was funny. I mean, you've got to be ready for just about anything. But having kids to reenact, it helps get the kids involved, and the kids love to be picked. You can really build that up and have the kids come up and help you. That's a great thing to do. Using props is a great thing. And I mean, this can be as simple as I've got a sermon I do about Nehemiah and Sanballat and Tobiah trying to get him to stop building the wall. And all I have a kid do is Nehemiah is go over and just bang on the wall. And he's working on the wall. And that's all he's doing is banging on the wall. And just using the wall as a prop, it's amazing how that just helps get the idea across that no matter what Sanballat and Tobiah do, that little boy's got to keep banging on the wall. And when he gets tired of banging the wall, I turn around and say, hey, no, Nehemiah, you got to keep going. You got to keep, building on the wall, and get him over there and get him banging on the wall again. I've used coins. I did the story of Achan and talked about the stuff, he found after the Battle of Jericho. And I had a Texas Ranger jersey, and that was the Babylonian garment, the wedge of gold. I took a pitching wedge and spray painted it gold. So it was a wedge of gold. Get it? I've done a number of crazy things. I've told you my baseball sermon. I'm gonna tell you what I do with that. I take pieces of paper and make bases. And what I've done is take one major word. So the first word is sin, and the second word is I don't remember what I always use for the second one. The third one is I can't remember what I've done. I've got them in the sermon, but I take one major word that I want to emphasize for each point of the Romans road that I'm using in that. And the last one I think I usually do is call, because I use the verse in Romans 10, call on the name of the Lord and thou shalt be saved. You could do believe or whatever. But I take that one word and I'll actually run the bases and pick them up. And I'll say, we get to first base and what's our word here, and lift it up. And kind of a tradition thing I kind of fell into when I do that sermon, I actually use a actual paper plate instead of a home plate. I use a home paper plate. Just for fun. I was desperate one day. I thought about cutting one out, and I thought, oh, this sounds like fun. I'll actually just use a plate. So I just got a paper plate out of the cabinet and wrote it on there. So anyway, if I ever do that sermon, that's what I do. I don't know exactly why I still do it, but it's just a fun little thing. And then when I preach and do this type of sermon with the Bible story, I'll wrap it up with a very simple illustration. I'll try to take one major application out of it, whether it's praying or listening to God or, obeying your parents, whatever it is. I'll try to take just the one major point and then use that as the big application. And then if you want to throw in a story or two extra, especially if like from your own childhood, those usually go over very good. That works, but have one major application. And we've already talked about that before, and just take one element of the story and have that as your major application. And lastly, let me remind you that kids will be kids. And no matter how hard you work, how hard you prepare, kids will do things that will surprise you. They'll say things that will catch you off guard. They'll act up. Things will happen. That's one of the great things about working with kids is you never know what is going to happen. You've got to be on your toes. I found as a general rule, and if you listen to my stuff I did a few years ago on the Children's Church and Bus Ministry, you'll hear me say this a bunch. Prevention is the best way to deal with discipline problems. It's better to prevent kids from getting in trouble than to deal with them once they have. And when you're preaching, it's best just to do your to work as hard as you can to keep their attention than to have to stop and try to deal with kids that are talking or fighting or whatever. You need to work as hard as you can to keep their attention on you. If there are discipline problems, it's better to have another worker deal with them than you to stop everything and deal with it. You embarrass the kids. You stop the whole momentum, the train of thought that you've had, stop the whole story to get on to someone. It's best to have another worker out there that, you can, point to or something. You say, hey, Miss Suzanne, go deal with this for me. But it's better to deal with that, do it that way than to actually stop and try to deal with kids. If you see you're losing attention, get it back as quick as you can. Whether that is, jumping up and down, clapping your hands, talking quiet like I told you about. I'm telling you, if you preach to kids, you have to try that. It is amazing. But whatever you do, if you see the kids are getting a little bit restless, go in and just stop what you're doing. Even if it's the middle of a story and tell a joke, do something, but do something to get the kids' attention back on you. You want to avoid any pauses or lulls in the action. You want to keep things moving and usually at a fairly brisk pace to keep kids' attention. And that's not just in preaching. That's the whole program. When they say, brother so-and-so is going to come up and preach for us now. I mean, run up to the pulpit and hit it at 100 miles an hour. Don't just slowly walk up there and start talking. I mean, go in and just jump into it. This is something I tell you I learned when you're praying, when you're like praying, leading kids in prayer, like in the children's church service or something. Start praying fast. I mean, start praying. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the blessings you give to us. And then start slowing it down. Thank you for the good night we've had in Kids Club Night. Be with the kids as they learn and the teachers as they teach. And start slowing it down. But when you hit it at 100 miles an hour like that, the kids will focus in. Then you can start slowing down. And you've got their attention. And lastly, just roll with the punches. You're going to have times kids will do things and you're doing your best to not laugh out loud. And it's okay to laugh out loud. Just don't embarrass kids. They'll say things that catch you completely off guard. You may get literally punched. That's happened before. I think I've had a few kids, playfully or otherwise take a swing at me. I've had a little, 3-year-old kid spit in my face before, you just roll with the punches, just keep going. The kids will be kids and some little kids will be bad little kids. And that's just the way it is, but don't lose your testimony. Don't lose your cool over one kid. Just keep going. And eventually, once you've been doing it enough, you'll find that the little things that used to bother you aren't that big a deal. I know one guy used to, preach for years in children's church. He was talking about preaching one time and said that, this row, 3 or 4 kids there, and said they had this one piece of gum that they passed down the row and every kid chewed on it the whole time he was preaching. He said he wanted to stop and laugh or stop them just because it was gross. But, just kept going and made sure he got the sermon done. And when he got done, it was just the funniest thing. He loved to tell that story about those kids doing that. But like I say, just roll with the punches. Don't be afraid to embarrass yourself. Try not to embarrass the kids, but don't be afraid to embarrass yourself or laugh at yourself. Just keep going. That's part of the fun. That's part of the reason I like dealing with kids. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what they're going to say. And I keep it fun. I'm not going to get up there like a drill sergeant and bark at them and try to, you know, keep them in line and crack a whip on them. Listen, they're kids. They want to have fun. And you know what? I guess I'm still a big kid. I want to have fun too. And when I preach, I think the kids have fun. At least it appears that they do. But I'm going to tell you something. They don't have near as much fun as I do. I love it. I love working with little kids. If I'm leading singing with the kids, listen, we have a good time. If I'm leading singing, we're going to sing some fun songs. We're going to laugh. I'm going to joke around. But I guarantee you, I'm having more fun than they are. And that is contagious. And that also will help you deal with a lot of discipline problems. Well, anyway, that's just a brief look at, well, brief, it's over 45 minutes, but just some stuff about preaching to children. If you are called to preach, listen, if you're just a young guy, you know, a teenager that surrendered to preach, when you go off to Bible college, you're probably going to have an opportunity to preach to kids, and this stuff will be a help to you. If you're working just in a church, there's only one pastor, and there's, you know, only three services usually a week, you know, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. There's not that many sermons that are preached in, you know, in a regular quote unquote church service. And most of the opportunities for people who are not pastors to preach come in places like this. And one of the biggest opportunities for a young preacher or any preacher in that matter is to preach to little kids. And it's a great honor. It's a great privilege. It's a great, great, great responsibility. And it's something that I genuinely love. And I get tired of seeing people out there that I question whether they love it, because they're miserable. You know, they're snapping at the kids and the kids are miserable. I want kids wanting to hear me preach. I want kids wanting to come to children's church when I'm running it. You know, we're going to have a good time, and I'm going to get a point across, and I'm going to give them something that I think will be a help and a blessing to them. But in the meantime, we're going to have a lot of fun. Just like Mary Poppins, you know, a spoonful of sugar helps medicine go down. Well, you can have a lot of fun, and it does help get the point across to little kids. Well, let me once again remind you as we close that if you want a little bit more, and a lot of this is stuff that I'm kind of rehashing from the outline, from the same outline. But if you'll go to the Children's Church 101 series, lesson number 7, there's an entire recording on preaching in Children's Church, and I cover a lot of the same ground. But and as I recorded that, I think probably about 4 years ago, and you know, these are things I'm still doing, still using. It's just a short time later. This stuff works. I'm telling you, it works. I go a little bit more in depth, and I think I've got some more sermon ideas and illustrations in there. But that's another resource if you want some more help. I'm going to recommend that you go find that. Let's say if you look in iTunes, it's in iTunes. It's in the podcast feed if you subscribe to it. So just go look that up if you want a little bit more information. I hope this has been a help and a blessing to you. This is the kind of thing I wish I had been able to find, you know, 10 years ago when I was in Bible college and kind of getting thrown into working with kids. This was the kind of stuff I wish that someone could have sat down and told me. And that's part of the reason I'm sitting down and recording this and putting this stuff together, because I know there's plenty of people who are out there who are like me that want to do a good job and they want to know the tips and the tricks. Well, here you go. Here's a bunch of stuff. If you'll do the kind of things that I've told you about here, listen, you're going to have a lot easier time than I did. And as I say, there are tons of tips and tricks you can find. And if you get to just you can just look around, just see how people cater programs to kids, and you'll get to catching on little things that they do. And there's even books on working with kids in church, and there's plenty of books if you go into like an education realm about, you know, keeping kids' attention and stuff like that. Listen, you can dig very deep into this if you want to. I hope that you do. I hope that if God's called you to preach and you have an opportunity to preach to kids, do the best job you can. I hope that you learn as much as you can, but the best thing to do is just roll up your sleeves, get in there and do it. And I hope this has been a good introduction to it and covered some good things to keep in mind when you're preaching to kids. And we'll go ahead and I'll quit rambling. We'll call this a lesson. I appreciate you listening today. Once again, check out BaptistBasics.org for other resources. I've got quite a bit in the Children's Church 101 and Bus Ministry 101 series that talk about dealing with kids. I've got lessons devoted to dealing with discipline problems. A lot with especially the Children's Church series, there's little things in there that I'm sure would help you preaching and running, you know, like a service for kids in that, from song leading to discipline to organization to dealing with kids about salvation. There's a lot of stuff in there I think that would be a help to you. But anyway, just go out there and do it. And anyway, that's the lesson. I'm Matthew Gage. I appreciate you listening today. Once again, check out BaptistBasics.org when you can. I hope this has been a help and a blessing to you, and I'll see you next time.